I guess on the face of it, I mean, a reduction in our carbon emissions of just over 8% in the last year is a positive thing. But we need to be mindful that it's still not enough. If you look at the targets that we've set internally for 2025, the most important one here for 2030 that's been set by the EU, and which is, if it's not met, will come with huge fines, we're not on track to do that. So it's going to take bold and courageous leadership from a national level to do that. So we're talking about big ticket items here. I mean, if you dig into the figures, you will see that transport has increased by 5% in the last year. That's our car use and aviation. Our commercial services sector has gone up by 7% almost. So within that, I'd be focusing particularly on data centers. We can't continue to grant licenses for these guys. They're absolute energy guzzlers and expect to hit our targets. I mean, it's common sense here. We're doing a lot of good and we're being encouraged to do a lot of good, but we can't be kind of, you know, for example, if you look at the nature restoration law and the implications it's going to have for farming in this part of the world, we can't be taking that on board and then granting licenses for data centers, or else, you know, you look at the Mercosur deal, which has recently been announced. I mean, bringing in beef from a country or countries that, you know, completely take out rainforests, which has a huge effect on carbon emissions, and then expect, you know, farmers on this part of the world to bear the brunt of it. It just won't add up. So it's going to take leadership on behalf of the government to do that.